Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Sunday, the 19th of April. The general synopsis at midday. High Irish Sea, 1,029, expected North Iceland, 1,038, by midday tomorrow. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Southwest Viking, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeasterly 4 to 6, rain, moderate or good. Northeast Viking, north at Sierra, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5 for a time, then northwesterly 3 to 5 later, rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South at Sierra, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 5 to 7 for a time, rain, good, occasionally poor. 40s Cromarty, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 and 40s, rain, moderate or good. 4th Tyne, variable 3 or less, becoming northeast 3 or 4, rain, moderate or good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. North or northwest, veering northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Fisher and German Bight, rain, moderate or good. Thames, north or northwest, 2 to 4, veering northeast, 4 or 5 later, showers, good. Dover, northeast, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, showers, good. White, Portland, variable 4 or less, becoming east or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Plymouth, Biscay, east or northeast 4 to 6, fair, fog patches in Biscay, good, occasionally very poor in Biscay. Southwest Fitzroy, variable 4 or less, rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northeast Fitzroy, Seoul, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Lundy, northeast 2 to 4, veering east 3 to 5, showers later, good. Fastnet, east 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, fair, good. Irish Sea, variable mainly northeast 4 or less, showers later, good. Shannon, Rockall, southeast backing east or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in Rockall, showers, good. Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey, variable 4 or less, becoming northeast 3 to 5, showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, northwest 4 to 6, veering east or northeast 3 to 5, rain, moderate or good. And southeast Iceland, variable 3 or less in west, elsewhere northerly, veering northeasterly, 3 to 5, fair, good. The 6 o'clock news with Tom Sanders is next, but first with a look at the weather forecast. Good afternoon, Louise Lear.
Good evening. It's been quite a pleasant Sunday, hasn't it, with high pressure establishing itself across the country. A lot of dry, sunny weather for many. And that high pressure is going to stay with us for the week ahead. So there'll be little in the way of significant rainfall, which is great if you've got outdoor plans. Perhaps not great news if you're a gardener or a grower across central and southern England, where the ground is now a little on the dry side. But as we go into Monday, we will start off once again on a chilly note with some clear skies. Touch of mist that will lift away, and as we go through the day we will get some showers, more organised across parts of the Northern Isles and northeast of Scotland. Now into the morning and the afternoon the cloud will tend to develop, so sunshine a little bit more limited, perhaps the best chance of any sunshine across southwest England and parts of Northern Ireland. Can't rule out the risk of an odd isolated shower cropping up into the afternoon, and a little cooler, top temperatures 10 to 15 degrees. Now, as we move out of Monday, the high pressure changes position and allows a little bit more of an easterly wind to develop. And this means it will be cooler on exposed east coast, sheltered western areas seeing the best of the sunshine on Tuesday and the best of the warmth. We could also see a few scattered showers coming in off the North Sea and impacting the far south of England, where the breeze will pick up. It's so a cooler day on Tuesday, but from Wednesday onwards, the drier, settled and warmer weather will return.
Louise, thank you. Louise Lear with the weather forecast.
This story begins over 2,000 years ago. Ever since humans